Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. And you guys, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Keep it somewhat friendly. Keep it somewhat clean. I say that in reference to whatever is going on our Facebook page. If you guys want just pure entertainment and shock and aplomb,
the dark web,
yeah, check out our Facebook page. We posted a story last night as this was breaking yesterday that the Bucks have closed their practice facility after at least one positive COVID-19 test result. And so we post that story on Twitter. And on Twitter, just to give you, I mean, I think Twitter is a mess. But Twitter, the responses were, oh no, this sucks. No, hope they're okay by Orlando. Facebook, oh my God, I can't believe some people attach their name and real picture to the things that they say on our public Facebook page. So when you're bored, and if at any point this weekend you gain faith in humanity, go take a look at our Facebook comments and it'll quickly dissipate. But again, I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We've got a lot of people to hear from today. Chris Middleton, prior to the Bucks news, spoke out on Friday. We were supposed to hear from guys today, and there were supposed to be more practices today. They were going to practice the next 3 days in Milwaukee and then leave to Orlando. The leaving to Orlando part still seems to be on track, but the Bucks practicing at that facility is not. I think one of the things that freaks me out about this, again, when you hear that somebody's got a COVID-19 positive case with the Bucks, we don't know who it is. It could be a member of their coaching staff. It could be a member of their support staff. It could be a player. Whoever it is, we want them to recover, and hopefully it's an asymptomatic case. You know, it doesn't affect like how much we care. We care in each and every case. But what I don't like is they went in, they practiced all weekend, and they're just finding out the test results now. And this is one of the problems. In baseball, Sean Doolittle of the Washington Nationals, who was very eloquent about some of the stuff he had to say about this, we'll hear from him in a little bit today too. He said as he was doing his press conference on Sunday, he still had not got the test of his Friday results. So it's good that they're getting tested. It's good that they're trying to not let the virus seep into wherever these guys are playing. But also, if you're not going to get the test for a couple of days, that doesn't do much. And that's one of the problems that these teams are going to have to face. This is a weekend that I was feeling more optimistic about the return of sports than I think I had been in a while. There were sports returning. The basketball tournament is taking place. The Golden Eagles play tonight now at 6 o'clock.
You watching?
I watched a little bit.
Me too, just to get a taste of what the NBA would look like without fans in attendance.
And I think it'll be okay.
I'm fine with it, right?
But then, like, the tournament itself didn't interest me.
Oh, it's trash.
Yeah.
I won't even watch Marquette. Do we have to for work? Are we going to talk about it or anything? It's awful. I'm sorry.
I think, well, I'm interested in it. I'm going to watch it.
You know what? I'll watch it too. Let's bet on Marquette. Do you want to?
I already
down
set
on
my FanDuel lineups and my DraftKings, and I put one.
I won
where,
$1,600.
Travis Diener is my MVP.
Is he okay? Is Travis Diener playing?
Yeah, he's in.
Oh, okay, he is in. So last we had him on the show when he was in Italy.
Yeah, and then he was gonna play, then he wasn't, and now he's playing.
Okay, so he is. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was like rules. I know because I know he plays in it every year, but I didn't know if like because they play professionally, if they could. I really have no idea. I'm willing to bet on it though, so I'll throw in some money on Marquette. We'll take a look at what their spread is.
There was. I watched one of the games that started the tournament, and they had Duncan Robinson on.
Yeah.
Who he's out in the Heat now, and he played in the tournament a few years ago before he got into the NBA, and he said he was trying to figure out a way to play in the tournament again. Because the NBA doesn't start till the end of the month. So, yeah it's the fan aspect, that part of it, I think it will be okay. We'll get into that a little bit later. We'll get into that discussion a little bit later because you watch some of it, and I think it will be less, you know, egregious and less terrible than we think it's going to be. But that's if the NBA starts. I know there's a lot of concern now because of what happened with the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday where the facility was closed. They're not the only facility to close. You've had the practice facilities of the Clippers closed, the Heat have closed, the Nets have closed and then reopened, the Nuggets closed. Last night we also found out that the Kings closed. And I remember when the Nuggets closed, and this I remember just a couple days ago, I thought, oh, that's not a big deal. Someone's probably got it. You know, they'll be fine by Disney. But they're shutting it down because it's the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. But then when it happens to the Bucks, it's like a five-alarm fire. It's like panic time. Because then, you know, it does hit more close to home. And I think that's one of the ways that this virus has been for a lot of people. When you see the numbers and the charts, you're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
But then when somebody that you know has it, you're like, oh, no, this is a big deal.
Well, right. When it's in the building and, like, we care about our own players. That's what I love about this team is, like, With the video where Giannis is doing his imitation of Coming to America, like, I truly care for Giannis and his family, and I think that I love him. I don't want him to have COVID-19. He's got a newborn baby. He's got his girl in that house. So I actually worry about these guys. Again, I said this on Friday when you were gone, man. Like, I know these are pro athletes, but this isn't the movie Gladiator. They're not just out there to, like, kill each other for our entertainment. Like, I actually worry about these guys. I don't want anybody to get sick. There's Major League Baseball players that are showing symptoms that are saying that it knocks them off their feet. They feel like hell right now. I want sports back more than anybody. I mean, I want to be – I can't wait for the NBA to restart. I'll be gambling on games from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. But at the same time, I don't want any of these guys to get sick. I don't want their parents to get sick. We already saw Karl-Anthony Towns lost his mom to COVID-19, and we still treat it like it's just the flu for some reason. Now, I'm not going to go down that road today, but I am saying when it hits – exactly, when it hits close to home, it makes you – I'm a little worried about it, man. Like, I want to know who tested positive. I get that – you know, they don't have to come out and just tell us that kind of information, but was it a player? Was it a coach? Because, you know, there's some coaches that are a little bit older on the bench. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was shocking. You know, it is an eye-opener, and the Bucks, we don't know who had it, and we don't know what their future holds. They do have some time yet before they play at Disney, but that's assuming that whoever had it is just going to be able to recover or is asymptomatic. In a lot of these cases, you found out some of these guys are asymptomatic. Jimmy Johnson, the racer, is like shocked that he had it. He says, I got a little scratch in my throat, but that could happen at any time. So he sat home and watched the race yesterday. When you have a guy like Freddie Freeman, who you referenced, you know, it really knocked him out of the Braves. And we don't know what the long-term effects are on that either. So I was feeling more optimistic this weekend.
Yeah.
Sunday, a lot more news started to come out about who's got it, you know, what's happening. The milkmen, the Milwaukee milkmen, 30 minutes before the game yesterday, they have this game on Friday. You know, everybody's watching it. People went. They have a game on Saturday. Decent crowd. Then on Sunday, 30 minutes before the game, there is a medical issue with one of the teams, and we cannot have this game. They still let fans in the ballpark to, like, eat and drink, I guess, but they did not have a game. Well, the medical issue turned out it was confirmed a little later. It was a COVID-19 case on one of the teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be hard to keep that out of there. What's going to be interesting, and maybe we'll look back on this and say, this never should have happened. There never should have been sports back. But in the moment, what's going to be interesting is how do different leagues react and how do different teams react to the news? You've got the basketball tournament, which, again, maybe you're watching it, maybe you're not. It's on ESPN, ESPN2. The Marquette alumni play at 6 o'clock tonight. They were supposed to play at 8, but a team in the game before them at 6, one case. There was one case of COVID-19, and they completely shut it down. They said, this team, you are out. You're out. If there's one case, and teams knew this coming in, if there's one case in any way, your team is out of the tournament, even if you're advancing in the tournament, as this team had won a game earlier in the weekend. They were going to play their second game tonight. So they are out of the tournament, and the team they were supposed to face is moving on to face the winner of Chris Paul's group of guys tonight. That's who the Golden Eagles alumni play. So in that league, it's one case and you're done. In Major League Soccer, there's supposed to be games on Wednesday night at Disney, which is, I would say, I don't even know if it's 50-50 going to happen right now, because there's a lot of guys that are testing. You're hearing some of the cases inside the bubble. I'm a little worried about how the NBA is going to go down. In the MLS, these guys are at Disney, and they are not getting the kind of treatment you would think that the NBA is going to get. These guys, some of these guys are being told to quarantine, but then there's no meals being delivered to their rooms.
Yeah.
So they go down to the lobby, interact with like everybody, pick up their meal and go back to their room. And who knows, you know, they're on the elevator, they're in line for the food. The MLS, they did postpone one game that was going to happen on Thursday for later in the week because one of the teams had like 5 cases.
Yeah.
But they're still planning to go on as normal. So you have the tournament, one team and you're done. And then the MLS, you know, they want to save face more than ever. The last thing they want to do is scrap this thing. In the NBA, you're going to have positive cases. In the MLB, you're going to have positive cases. And it's just a matter of what are teams willing to accept, what are leagues willing to accept before they shut it down. And it is going to be different for everybody. And that's one of the things that we'll watch here in the next couple of weeks.
That's also concerning that there were a lot of negative tests and then they got inside of the bubble. And inside of the bubble, then all of a sudden there were 9 positive tests. That's what concerns me because Adam Silver already came out and said...
For soccer?
For soccer, yeah, sorry, for Major League Soccer. We talked a little about that a little bit on Friday and I was like, okay, well, this is a bad thing.
You talked about soccer when I was gone?
I did, yeah. I talked about this being a really bad thing for the NBA because Adam Silver came out and said if there's multiple tests that come up positive inside the bubble, he'll shut down the whole operation. Major League Soccer gets to the bubble, guys are interacting, and there's cases popping up all over the place. That's a bad thing to see. Now, we kind of expected, like, the Bucks training facility or the team facility being shut down. We expected these guys to test positive before aborting their flight to take off for the bubble, but when we get in the bubble, that's not what we want to see. Do you see what's going on in Iowa? I was talking with my buddy that I used to work with him over at good old KSIB in Creston, Iowa.
KSIB, Creston, Iowa's
we love news Ryan leader. Horvath. Yeah, something like that. Well, anyway, ESPN now reporting.
Was that close?
You were right there. KSIB, lucky enough to have Horvy. ESPN reporting 45 Iowa high school baseball and softball teams impacted by COVID. And that's not good. 45 high schools have had to postpone games, shut games down, and this is in high school for positive.
Well, yeah,
COVID
in tests. Iowa, they're all playing like nothing happened.
Yeah, and everybody in
there's like tournaments,
and I can tell you the high school, the boys association there. Well, all they care about is revenue because in Iowa, man, you don't have professional sports. Like yeah. I said, you got the Iowa Cubs. Nobody cares about that. They live for high school sports. They take it way too serious. And I love high school sports, and that's me saying that. But they're back out there, and everybody's like, I applaud Iowa, man. I applaud their athletic association for doing what's right and getting these kids out there. Since they've done that, like, there's been just cases popping up all over the place. My buddy said it's like a petri dish there right now. So not a great sign for sports. But, hey, I believe that they're coming back. Woo!
Speaking of high school, watched some more Friday Night Lights last night.
What season, Jan?
Still season one. How long does the Riggins and neighbor... He hooked up with his 30-year-old.
The MILF?
Yeah. How long has that gone?
Not long enough. I love her.
I don't like it.
Why?
He's a 16-year-old kid hitting on his 30-year-old neighbor.
But we got to be fair. He's a 16-year-old kid played by a 25-year-old actor.
But still.
Hey, those were the times, man. Remember the OC when Ryan Atwood, the grandpa's dating the really hot blonde. She's like 24 and they have an affair even though he's dating Marissa at the time. Those were the times, man. You know, 17-year-olds, cougars. You know, it was a whole different era back then.
Jason Street just came home
after.
What's
he up to? Okay.
He didn't make it to Beijing.
Oh, to try to do his
yeah.
his surgery to try to start walking again and whatnot.
No, I'm not even there, man. I'm at the wheelchair basketball or whatever they're playing.
Oh yeah, we're
geez, that, spoiler alert.
He makes a new friend, the guy that's a jerk in the beginning.
Yeah.
How are you only on season one?
That's a good question.
You're stretching them out a little bit. You might as well, because Netflix removed everything that you like. Everything I love has been removed from my life these days. Cheers, gone. Friends, gone. Frasier, gone. And you could get it on Hulu, but you got to watch the commercials.
I didn't think there was any person that watched both Friends and Frasier.
People destroy me for watching Friends. It's a great show. I don't care what anybody says. The dynamic between Chandler and Joey, oh, man, love it. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, great show. But Cheers, that's the one that's hurting.
You're kind of like the Gunther of the fan.
No, absolutely not. Get out of here. Terrible reference. I am really missing not only Frasier, but Cheers. I was living off of Cheers the last 3 months, man. I need my Sam Malone fix. Yeah. Now!
Yeah. I think you think you're like the Sam Malone of the fan.
I definitely don't. I'm more like the Woody.
Yeah, but you're more like the Woody.
You're kind of like Coach.
Good show.
Rest in peace, of course.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We will hear from Chris Middleton. We will hear from some of the guys at Miller Park as they've started to report, too. Baseball is back at Miller Park this weekend, but it does look different. And when they see that their crosstown friends, the Bucks, have to shut things down because of COVID, are they a little more concerned on their end? So we'll hear from Craig Counsell and a whole bunch more coming up. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're back in less than 3 minutes right here. Stick around.
We will not have all 45 working out today, and then I don't have information on the physicals. But I'll say it this way. We have had COVID positives in recent weeks with players in the organization. We did not have any at intake, and we will not be at full strength today.
Major League Baseball back over the weekend. Some teams Friday, some teams Saturday. The Brewers' first practices were Saturday, and as Craig Counsell talked, and we'll hear from him throughout the morning here, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell, we're going to hear from Christian Yelich, we're going to hear from Ryan Braun. A couple of interesting things with those guys. One of them had, well, when I set this up, you'll be able to tell who I'm talking about. One of them had no reservations about coming back this season, and one thinks he might still play another year now because of COVID-19. Obviously, it's going to be Braun. Yelich is under a 10-year deal. So Braun, because of this season, is thinking about maybe playing one more, at least one more. We'll hear from Ryan Braun, get his reaction to that, and Christian Yelich as well. That is all coming up here. Bart Winkler Show, be with us today, 6 to 10 on The Fan. Craig Counsell speaking. And it is tough with baseball. You know, we're at a very interesting time where, again, I came into the weekend feeling more optimistic about sports being able to pull this off. But as you see more of the news yesterday, the Bucks shutting down their facility, and we'll have much more of the latest when we get it. We know about as much as you do right now. They shut it down, and, you know, we don't know who has it. And we don't know how long they're going to be affected, but they did shut down their practice facility. They were going to practice today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then leave for Orlando on Thursday. So we'll see what of that changes with more news to trickle out today. We should also get the Major League Baseball schedule today for the 60-game season. But again, these are interesting times. We're trying to force sports back at a time when maybe, honestly, we shouldn't be. Nationals pitcher Sean Doolittle, who's been very outspoken about this on Twitter, basically at his press conference yesterday, says in 2 minutes everything that I think we've been saying on the show for the last 4 months. This is Sean Doolittle.
It does like bring to mind kind of where we're at in our response to this as a country. Like we're trying to bring baseball back during a pandemic that's killed 130,000 people. We're way worse off as a country than where we were in March when we shut this thing down. And like, look at where other developed countries are in their response to this. We haven't done any of the things that other countries have done to bring sports back. Sports are like the reward of a functioning society, a functional society. And we're just like trying to just bring it back, even though we've taken none of the steps to have it to flatten the curve, or whatever you want to say, to like, we did flatten the curve for a little bit, but we didn't use that time to do anything productive. We just opened back up for Memorial Day. We decided we're done with it. Like, if there aren't sports, it's going to be because people are not wearing masks, because the response to this has been so politicized. Like, we need help from the people, from the general public. If they want to watch baseball, like, please wear a mask, like, social distance, keep washing your hands. Like, we can't just have virus fatigue and think it's been like, well, it's been 4 months, like, we're over it. This has been enough time, right? We've waited long enough. Like, shouldn't sports come back now? No, there's things we have to do in order to bring the stuff back. So, like, and now you want to bring fans back? I mean, I don't know. Is that safe? I'm not a public health expert, but, like, we should probably defer to them on some of these issues. So I don't know. I don't know if it's safe or not. I really don't know. But, like, that doesn't seem like something that I don't know if that feels like a good idea or not. I don't know.
Sean Doolittle, pitcher with the Washington Nationals, who they've had a couple of their guys already sit out the season, and you've seen more names over the weekend in baseball decide not to play. David Price, who has basically been putting the major or the minor leaguers of the Dodgers on his back. He has become the payroll for them. He's paying these guys because they don't have a salary at this point. He says, you know what? I'm just not comfortable playing this year. I'm going to sit this one out. David Price paying the minor leaguers and then not playing with his, I mean, he's a $10, $16, $20 million pitcher, and he's going to give that up and not play. And then you've got Felix Hernandez too with the Mariners, who also is not going to play. So you are seeing players opt out of this, and you're seeing wonders about, should we really be doing this? Now, just because that they're, where all the Brewers reported, you know, Braun's there and Yelich is there and all these guys are there, that doesn't mean they're going to be there come July 24th. They, outside of testing positive, there's still the option that some of these guys are there and think, you know what, this isn't for me. And Craig Counsell, manager, of course, of the Brewers, is not going to hold that against anybody. And referencing Mike Trout, who Mike Trout is at camp for the Angels, but you know, he's still undecided if he's going to finish this thing out. Craig Counsell this weekend.
I leave that open for anybody. And I think we all, you know, I think it's very fair for every person, whatever their circumstances, and they don't necessarily have to share that with me or with the Brewers today or with their teammates, but that they, if there's some, if you're unsure and you want to, you know, see what it looks like, I think we all should be in that mode a little bit, that we're, because I think one, it'll make us more diligent and vigilant about how we act around each other. And then I think we all have different circumstances away from the field and different concerns that affect our decisions. And I think that's what Mike's expressing. He's right. He has a different set of concerns than I do, or than, another player may have, and those should absolutely be at the forefront of his mind. And so as players bring those up, we will absolutely, you know, I will encourage them to, you know, talk about them, because they have to be 100% comfortable doing this. They shouldn't, frankly, if it's not going to make them comfortable. I don't think that's fair to anybody.
Just such a wild time, and we are trying to force sports back. I want sports back more than anybody. And I think that one of the things that I've started doing more in my life is thinking, well, 5 years from now, these decisions that I'm making right now, how will I look back at them 5 years from now? You know, when I'm like a little too tired and I don't want to go for a run and I'm packing on the COVID-19 weight-wise. 5 years, I'm going to look back and say, Bart, you should have got off your ass more and like at least went for a walk. And with sports right now, are we in 5 years going to say, oh boy, remember when we tried to jam that square of sports into that round hole of COVID-19 and it just didn't work out. You know, these leagues, there's a lot of money on the line, and I know these guys want to play, and I think that, you know, we as a nation need sports, but again, as Sean Doolittle says, they're the reward of a functioning society. Think of the sports that you watched this weekend, and there were sports to be had on TV. There certainly were. But think of the sports you had this weekend. You had a hot dog eating contest where they had to not disclose the location for fear of people showing up to cheer the guys on. And Joey Chestnut, again, a world record holder in his own right. Let's see. We had that. We had a basketball tournament, but they had to quarantine in Columbus, Ohio. We had golf with no fans. We had a really cool thing if you're a racing fan, NASCAR and Xfinity at the Brickyard, but no fans could watch that. We had a lot of soccer, but that was overseas. We had some baseball, but that was on the other side of the world. I mean, it's just, you look at the sports that you have right now, and we're completely off the page. This is July 4th. This is an American holiday. This is, you know, go to Miller Park, watch a 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock baseball game.
Yeah.
And we've got nothing close to that right now.
I was complaining. I said, man, it is a beautiful weekend. 95 degrees, 92 degrees, depending where you were at. Sunshine. I said, man, I'd love to waste it by sitting inside on the couch watching Brewers baseball, watching Major League Baseball all day. I thought this was America, right, people? No baseball on 4th of July? What's going on here? I didn't watch the hot dog eating competition. I did not. Great weekend of soccer. I was talking to my father-in-law. I told him I'm all in on soccer. That may be my new sport. It's probably going to go football.
Yeah, soccer rules.
I love soccer.
I know.
I really love the game. It is a beautiful game.
It is a beautiful game. Thank you.
It really is. I'm with you, man. I love soccer. And I love golf. Golf is better now than it's ever been. Now, I would love Tiger on any of these tours. I do miss myself some Tiger Woods. But I love Bryson. You knew I would. I love meatheads. And he changed his whole diet during quarantine. All he was doing was slamming protein shakes, and now he's just in the top 10 every
week. There's a little Bryson DeChambeau controversy over the weekend.
Hey, he won me $650 bucks yesterday. I clocked in $1,600.
He yelled
weekend
at a cameraman for showing him struggle.
Shouldn't have been standing there. Hey, you just hit that guy. Shouldn't have been standing there. I love it. We need more villains. You know, Brooks Koepka right now is sitting out. He's the villain in golf. We need more villains in golf.
I think people like Brooks.
I like Bryson.
Patrick Reed, who everybody hates.
Yeah, I don't really, I could care less about Patrick Reed. I don't really hate him.
Because he wears Tiger red on Sundays.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to do that unless you're Tiger, right?
But he does, and he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny. It's something that I think I would do, but I hate when other people do it.
Yeah, yeah. And the crazy, but the really quick, the crazy thing about golf is
I would not be friends with myself.
Is that the talent is better than it's ever been, I would argue. Every year we do this. Remember a couple years back, Jordan Spieth was the best player on the planet. Right now, Rory's the best player on the planet, but yet Bryson's winning. He's in the top five every single weekend. Golf is just tremendous right now. I would argue the best it's ever been. Now, when Tiger comes back, it'll be even better, especially when he's in contention on a Sunday. But, man, I'm all in on golf. I love soccer. NASCAR, meh. I still can't get into NASCAR.
There's something really minor I need to complain about with soccer, but it's like outside of the pandemic, it is my biggest pet peeve, like, of all time. And I've got some fun facts about the hot dog eating contest.
Okay.
The gentleman that participated,
Chestnut Joe.
One of those guys is friend of show that participated
in the hot dog eating
contest. In the hot dog eating contest.
Really?
Yes, I will tell you about that coming up, and we'll hear more from Craig Council, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
6:30 a.m. from the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Sacramento Kings shut down their practice facilities on Sunday, sources tell ESPN. After receiving the results of a recent round of testing for the coronavirus, it was not immediately clear if there was more than one positive test on the Bucks, but Milwaukee plans to keep their facility closed for workouts until the team's traveling party departs on Thursday for the league's restart in Orlando, Florida. The Bucks and Kings are among several teams, including the Denver Nuggets, Miami Heat, LA Clippers, and Brooklyn Nets, that have shut down facilities for workouts in the past week. Per the league's health and safety guidelines, any player who contracts the coronavirus must quarantine and test negative twice before being medically cleared to make the trip to Orlando. The NHL and NHLPA have finalized the protocols for the season to resume this summer in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly told ESPN, as of Sunday night, the sides were still finalizing the deals of an agreement and the collective bargaining agreement extension as well. In NASCAR yesterday, Kevin Harvick won the Brickyard 400 after Denny Hamlin crashed late. Bryson DeChambeau won the Rocket Mortgage Classic by three strokes Sunday for his first victory of the season, his sixth overall win. He became the first PGA Tour player since 2004 to lead a tournament in driving distance, shots gained off the tee, and putting. Also won your boy $600. Shout out Team Bryson forever. Read more online, 1057FMTheFan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 1057FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Listen live anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Favorite The Fan today. Up next, hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell. What's a 60-game season going to look like? Are we going to get baseball this summer? The Skipper, next. Bart Winkler Morning Show here on The Fan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A lot of people partied at beaches and barbecues over the 4th of July weekend. Health officials are worried it'll fuel the coronavirus comeback. Florida reported another 11,000 new cases Saturday. Officials in Houston predict they'll run out of hospital beds in 2 weeks. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS,
"We face a hard fall. We're going to take all this infection into the fall and winter. It's not clear that it's going to get better. We're going to have epidemics that come and go across the nation in different cities. They'll light up at different times."
A Broadway star has lost his battle with coronavirus complications. Nick Cordero from A Bronx Tale and Waitress has died at a hospital in L.A. He was 41. A new step toward the 2021 Summer Olympics.
Tokyo's rising star governor Yuriko Koike and her political rival, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, have agreed to cooperate to make sure it'll be safe to hold the postponed Summer Games there next year. Koike's just won landslide re-election, driven in part by public approval of her handling of the pandemic in Tokyo. She'll need that goodwill to keep the Olympics on track. A new poll shows some 75% of Tokyo residents believe the Tokyo Games cannot and should not go ahead next year. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Mona Lisa is back in business. The Louvre in Paris has reopened after a four-month shutdown. Loved ones call for justice after the remains of Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen were identified 2 months after she disappeared.
Guillen's family accuses the Army of covering up how Guillen was treated and is now calling for a congressional investigation.
They have lied to us multiple times. My sister was sexually harassed.
The Army says there's no credible evidence so far Robinson or anyone else sexually harassed Guillen. Nancy Chen, CBS News.
A fellow soldier, Aaron David Robinson, shot himself to death last week. His girlfriend is charged with helping him hide Guillen's body. Violence swept the country over the holiday weekend. A 7-year-old girl playing outside was shot to death in Chicago. Her father, Nathan Wallace.
Who wants to bury their child? It should be the other way around.
Another 7-year-old girl was killed outside her grandmother's house in Austin, Texas. An Italian composer who provided the soundtrack for hundreds of Hollywood movies has died. Ennio Morricone's music backed up Clint Eastwood in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. He scored The Untouchables and The Hateful Eight. Morricone won 2 Oscars, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. He was 91. His lawyer says he died in a hospital in Rome from complications from a fall. S&P futures are up 37. This is CBS News.
Second spot.
I'll count it down. 20 now. 20 seconds.
Looking for the countdown, which the competitors actually couldn't hear in the women's contest. At the end, George going to give Joey the leg up here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your hot dogs on 74.
Some things change, some remain the same.
75 hot dogs and buns, a world record.
At a location, rather.
Whoa. Oof. I know. I feel you, though.
I had 4 days off.
It's okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it was a holiday week. Kind of a weird Monday, you know?
Long it's weekend. Kind of a weird Monday.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is ruining sports.
Got on my Harley this weekend.
Yeah. I went down to the lake.
Me and my buddies just spat in our hands and then high-fived all weekend long.
Did you see that big party at Lake Michigan?
Where I was there.
I was there, too. Me I must too. Have been on the other side of
I
the
wanna
lake.
I want to remind you. Yeah.
Yeah. Every weekend, I try to get COVID. Haven't done it yet, but hopefully soon.
I don't even believe it's real.
Nah.
All right, we're going to get in trouble. Let's go on. We'll move on.
That was Joey Chestnut winning the hot dog contest.
You had the best tease in radio, just so you know, without even realizing it.
Yeah, what was that?
I've been thinking for the last 5 minutes, how the hell is there a local connection to the hot dog eating competition? I was Googling it.
Well,
friend of show, you said.
Friend of show, Darren Breeden, who took second place, was on this program.
Stop.
2 years ago.
Okay, before my time.
Yep.
I did not produce the show then. So who booked Darren Breeden?
I did.
I was going to say, I know Cody didn't.
Darren.
He's my friend, so I'm allowed to say that.
Darren Breeden and Joey Chestnut were both here a couple of years ago at the state fair. Which, again, is not happening, but there was a cheese curd eating contest. And so I asked the state fair, I said, oh, my God, I would love to have Joey Chestnut on.
They were like, eh.
And they said, we can do that for you Saturday at 7:30 in the morning. I said, well, I don't work Saturdays.
I'm not coming in to tape Joey Chestnut.
And they said, well, do you want Darren Breed? And I go, absolutely. And then I looked up who Darren Breeden was.
Yeah, he's from Virginia. His bio says, an average guy with a not-so-average appetite, enough said. I just looked him up on Twitter.
So we're going to revisit some of that. And the main sports topic today outside of COVID is, are hot dog eaters athletes? We will hit all of that for you today at 8:35.
Yeah, where does Joey Chestnut rank among top 10 athletes all time? I got him right up there with Cigar.
I got him up there with, I can't think of one horse that's not Secretariat.
Secretariat? Cigar?
Brown? Wasn't there Brown Box? Who was the brown one?
Brown Box.
The brown one?
Man.
He didn't win the Triple Crown a few years ago. Because my buddy was super into it. He had like a What Can Brown Do For You pin.
Brown. I don't remember Brown. I remember Seattle's
Big
Slew,
Brown? It might have just been Big Brown.
War Admiral, Affirmed, Eclipse.
Oh, wow.
Smarty Jones.
Oh, Smarty Jones, sure. I can't even tell you who won this year's Breeders' Cup.
Seabiscuit,
and I was all into it. Who won this year? War of 10 or something?
I don't remember.
Who won the Breeders' Cup?
God, I don't remember.
We had money on it.
That wasn't the Breeders' Cup. Belmont Stakes,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, who won the Belmont?
Tis the Law.
Tis the Law.
Yeah. Who I actually did not bet to win the Derby. I got a different horse, but I'll save that for later. In fact, I may not give out any free winners anymore.
Oh, no, why?
I've been making people so much money. I've given out I've picked three outright winners in PGA Tour play since it's came back.
That's pretty impressive, Ryan.
The Webb Simpson one was my favorite. Yesterday, that was only plus 650, so 100 bucks would have won you 650. But still a nice little hit. I don't think I'm going to give away free picks, though. I think I'm going to charge from now on.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, if our guy... the guy that wanted to beat you up, what's his name again?
Scott Farrell.
Scott Farrell. If he's charging for picks, I will too.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I hit like 75% of my picks. No big deal. All right, let's hear from Counts.
Yeah, we'll hear from Counts in a minute.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
Yeah, they wanted to fight
Best
us,
drop ever.
And then they backed down. But the hot dog stuff we'll get to at 8:35. I also did mention that there's something with soccer I'm annoyed with. They have drink breaks right now in soccer, which, because of coming back from the pandemic.
So that's new, right? You get one per half.
They've done it in the World Cup when it's like 100 degrees.
They don't do it in every league, though. Is that only
No,
the
they're
Premier
only
league?
Doing it in the Premier League.
Okay.
So it's basically quarters.
So La Liga is tougher than the Premier League. 4-1-4, 7-9-9, 12-15.
But the English announcers are calling them drinks breaks. And I think it should just be called drink break. It's really grinding my gears. It's like annoying the hell out of me.
Who are you pointing at?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were pointing at somebody. People can't see because this is radio, I get, but like you were like pointing at something. So you really are upset about this, huh?
Yeah, I'm mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just being, okay.
I was pointing at our boss. Our boss is here.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, you were, I didn't see you doing that, so.
There's no need to bring that up.
Well, you were freaking me out a little bit. I was nervous.
No, that's a huge pet. You want to talk about a pet peeve?
What?
That's a huge pet peeve of mine.
What?
When people say stuff like that on the radio.
Say stuff like what?
Give descriptions of something that people can't see.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, I was worried about you. I was just making sure that
I wasn't doing anything.
You were like waving your arms all around the place.
Like when I was in Fond du Lac doing radio, it was like, you know, Fond du Lac's a town of 42,000 people.
Yeah.
And to have a radio station, it's like, you know, the big house on the hill. It's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
So every guest I ever had thought it was like such a treat that they were on the radio, which I appreciated. But every guest that ever came in studio comes in, I go, well, this is the director of the art museum and John Tolsom. How are you doing today? I'm doing pretty good. I got one question before we get started. Why aren't you wearing pants?
Yeah.
So now, because you're taught to yes and, you know, you go along with it. Like, I can't, on the radio, I can't just say, oh, no, I am wearing pants, John. I have to be like, well, you know, it's a little hot in here.
Well, we could do the thing that, you know, a lot of the stations will have the video camera in the studio so people could watch at home, too, like on Facebook. Like our sister station, 670, The Score had that for a while. I mean, you know, I watch a lot of these. I used to watch Boomer and Carton. Now I watch Geo and Boomer, or Boomer and Geo whenever I can, you know, when I'm off or I'll catch the replay. We should start doing something like that.
I did set up a Twitch to do that.
Seems like a lot of work.
3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't shower before work because I get up, you know, at 3 a.m., so I don't really want to do that anyway. Because, like today, for example, people saw what I was wearing.
I'm still the last guy in quarantine that hasn't gotten a haircut.
Yeah, you know what? I can't even really notice, though. Like, my hair was, like, past my eyeballs when
I'm wearing a hat.
Cut. Yeah. It's not too long, though.
Now, when I do these videos and I'm in my basement, people think, like,
oh, I guess it is.
I'm a hostage.
Yeah. You kind of look like, have you seen the new Joker with Joaquin or Yaquin, whatever the hell you say his name, Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, you kind of look like him in that movie, though.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We will hear from Craig Counsell coming up. I did want to, before we get into that, because we're going to hear from Counsell and Yelich and Braun, but I also want to, speaking of other radio, I just need like 5 minutes to really destroy Boston as a city. It's of all the things that we're going to talk about today, the hot dog eating contest. Are they athletes? 8:35. Oh my God, do not miss that. Chris Middleton coming up next hour. Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun. But of all the things I need to do, I need to just destroy Boston as a city. And so we'll do that coming up. 414-799-1250, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on The Fan. On the 4th of July,
Jamaica,
going to the beaches to spread COVID-19.
Did you make a playlist for 4th of July?
Did I make a playlist for 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, song one was, it's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, come inside, it's fun inside, it's Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
Song two was,
hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Yeah. Hey, have you guys, do you watch Disney Channel all day?
I watched a lot of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse with the boy this weekend.
Do they still have big block sing songs that come in between, like, as the commercials for Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No, actually, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse has no commercials during the show.
Oh, okay. Well, back in my day, when I was a young father, we used to watch it on the Disney Channel, and like they'd have these music videos in between commercials, and it was on Big Block Sing Song.
Mm.
They were tremendous.
You know what? I will look that up and see if I can't
take a look at my big feet.
Spread it to my boy.
Yep.
I wanted to bring this up. We're going to hear from Christian Yelich at 7 o'clock, and we're going to hear from Chris Middleton at 7:30. So Christian Yelich back at the training facility. I don't think you'll be too surprised about the reservation he had about coming back or not. Christian Yelich, 28 years old, healthy, young. I don't think you'll be too surprised in his answer. Were you concerned about coming back? And then Chris Middleton, who we'll hear from him, he talked with the media before the Bucks shut down their practice facility, and we'll have the latest on that. That happened yesterday because of a case of COVID-19. We don't know who had it, but we'll hear from him at 7:30. Just need to take, while we have a couple minutes here, the chance to just destroy Boston for a little bit. This is a show I never heard of because they're not a sister station. Felger and Maz.
Oh, I have.
On the Hub.
Yeah.
In Boston.
98.5.
One of the guys, and I don't know who is who, but one of the guys, they are already mad at Cam Newton for celebrating after touchdowns, of which he's never scored yet in New England. And I wanted to listen to some of this and then tear it apart. I don't know if I want to hear the whole thing because it's just Boston at its finest. Felger and Maz.
How about culture? Like, even something as simple and seemingly innocuous as the dapping, the Superman, and all the celebrating and showboating on the field.
Superman.
They don't want you doing that here. So Cam Newton has celebrated more than any player in the league maybe over the last decade. Something as simple and innocuous as that. Think he'll be able to contain it?
I think Bill's going to give him a little latitude on that one. That's what I think.
I hope he doesn't. I like that about the Patriots. I like that. I like that they don't ride each other like ponies after games or after touchdowns or whatever. I like that they don't waste our time.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy's a different kind of cat, though.
No dice. No dice on the Superman.
I bet you they allow it, or I bet you. Put it this way.
That would piss me off.
I shouldn't say allow it because I don't think Bill will, quote unquote, sign off on it.
So wait a minute.
He'll do it, though.
They won't let Dorsett ride Gronkowski like a pony. Rob Gronkowski. Hall of Famer, hugely important to multiple championships. He can't screw around, but Cam Newton can.
Cam Newton can fake open his chest for what kind of act do you think that is? And I bring this up just because the Cam Newton stuff, I just talked a little bit ago about things that I do. I think in 5 years from now, how will I look back at that decision? We're going to look back at the history of Cam Newton and be like, why did everyone hate him again?
Yeah, great guy off the field.
Why was everyone so mad at him? Because he liked playing football and he
has fun.
Had one press conference that he lost the Super Bowl and was upset and didn't give the media well-thought-out answers. I mean, part of me thinks, all right, here's two guys in Boston. There's nothing to talk about. Let's rile things up a little bit and rip on Cam Newton. That'll take us far, which it has. Hello, we're talking about them here in Wisconsin. But the other part of me, this is Boston. Boston, have you ever heard a good story coming out of Boston? Like, not even sports. What's the best thing you've ever heard come out of Boston? Like, you've never heard, like, guy saves a bunch of people from a fire, or hero of the day, you know, donates his year salary to buy every homeless person a hoagie. I never hear any good stories out of Boston. All I hear is the worst stuff. And when I went to Boston, I went to a Patriots-Packers game. These fans, we started Matt Flynn that day. It was Sunday Night Football, the Super Bowl year. And, it's so cute that you guys are here. And they were, like, trying to be nice to us. The minute the Packers made it a competitive game, they were throwing stuff at us. They were yelling at us. We got heckled in the parking lot. The Packers lost the game. And they were still coming after us like this.
You know what, though? You can't rip Boston like that. They've had a couple good stories. What about the 20-year-old self-taught genius that was from South Boston? You know, he was a janitor. He spent his free time drinking with his buddies, Chucky, Billy, and Morgan. Then he makes a buddy who just happens to be, well, Robin Williams. Remember Will Hunting? That was a good story.
Right. Outside of, you're right. I did not think of Will Hunting.
Was not his fault.
Right.
Made a buddy. Unfortunately, his buddy passed away, but he ended up really putting his life together. You know, he found a girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess outside of Will Hunting.
That's a good story.
And that's on me. I forgot about Will Hunting on my Boston diatribe. I hope Cam Newton succeeds there. I hope he celebrates on every touchdown, and I hope it drives the fans nuts. Because I just blows me away.
Yeah, I love Cam Newton.
I might get a Cam Newton jersey.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I showed you the jersey I got on Wednesday. We went for a little bit of a walk, and there's a secondhand store on the way to the beach. And there was, sitting outside of the store, a Brett Favre Jets jersey.
Yeah.
Unworn, $20.
Can't believe you bought that.
I bought it, baby.
$20. Good for you, man.
But it is a large, and I think I'm growing out of it. So that's a summer project. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We will hear from Chris Middleton in 30 minutes. We'll hear from Christian Yelich next. And listen to how quickly he's asked, hey, were you concerned at all about coming back with COVID-19? Listen to how quickly he says, no, I'm young. I don't care. If Christian Yelich wasn't playing at MLB, I think he'd be at all these beach parties this weekend. We'll hear from him coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.